Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. We're thrilled you're here today. We are thrilled with Christmas season. I hope you'll join us this Sunday night, December the 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. for what we're calling the Sounds of Christmas. This is going to be a fun, fun night with some familiar Christmas tunes, some new ones as well. It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be encouraging. It's just a fun night of programming, but also hot chocolate, s'mores, hot apple cider, and just a fun night for your entire family. We do have childcare for the little ones, and so the way that you can utilize that is by registering ahead of time. So please do that. Don't just show up, but register ahead of time. And the easiest way to do that is to go to christmasandsugarhill.com, christmasandsugarhill.com, and register for that. Invite a friend. Come on out. It's going to be a fun night. Well, honestly, as I think about Christmas, there's so many things that get in the way of Christmas. There's the busyness, there's the shopping, there's the traffic on 20. There's so many things that disrupt Christmas. And one of the biggest ones, honestly, is just being too familiar with it. I mean, I think in general, when you think about the Bible, there's some stories that we know so well that honestly, when we read them, we miss their uniqueness. And that's the same with a Christmas story. If the birth of Jesus doesn't disturb us, if it doesn't disrupt us, if it doesn't do something in our heads and our hearts, chances are we've grown numb to it, and chances are we're going to miss something about Christmas. So I want to invite you today, as we dive into the podcast today, just to pray a simple prayer, to say, God, would you show me what I've missed? God, would you show me what I've missed? Would you help me to hear the story brand new? And so today I want to talk about worshiping more. It says in Matthew 1:25 that she gave birth to a son, and she called his name Jesus. See, although Jesus's entry onto the stage of humanity came humbly and it came silently, although the people of Bethlehem were unaware of what happened in their midst, and although the emperor of Rome had no idea that his decree had caused this nativity of a king that was to rule over the world, and even though mankind went on with their ordinary interests and their empty pursuits, they were completely unconscious of what had taken place. But for some, it didn't go unnoticed. See, God became this wailing newborn. He was birthed in a barn on a straw-filled floor into our sin-ridden world. For the ones who stood there that day at the manger, there was the shepherds, the kings, the curious star followers, and the common people. They were all represented in this miniature, the whole of the future history. There would be no part of humanity which would not be affected by the arrival of God's own Son. And all who stood there around the infant Jesus that night, they had personal stories. Their stories had led them to the Savior, and with each of their journeys, there had been a longing for the divine, a longing to actually know Him. And in their pursuit to answer the big questions of life about purpose and meaning and identity, they had discovered for themselves Emmanuel, God with us. Think about that night. They weren't just spectators. They were actually worshipers. They knelt in the dirt by the trough at the arrival of the king. They rested their burdens and they celebrated God with us, God beside us, and God becoming one of us. And so at this time of the year, we know Jesus is the reason for the season. But it's crowded out by a thousand other reasons. Parties, gifts lists, planning on what to get for whom. The whole season can be about spending and about getting. We become so consumed with consuming that we fail to become consumed with Jesus. Well, today I want to just ask you a couple of questions to think about. One is, are you missing out on worshiping Him? Are you missing out on what those early people did when they knelt before Him? Here's the second question. Have you become a spectator rather than a participator with Emmanuel Himself? Are you just watching? Are you joining Him? My encouragement, take some time today to worship Him, not just for what He brings, not just for what we can get, but for who He truly is. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out on the podcast today. If this is encouraging to you, would you take a moment and go to weekdaypodcast.com and click the share button on today's podcast, post it on social media, send it to a friend. It would be so helpful to get the word out and encouraging to us to know that it helped so many people. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.